Wonder to you. There's gotta be more. There's gotta be more. Lift up your hands, I just want you to love. Lift up your hands, I just want you to love. Lord Jesus, we come to your presence this evening as believers, coming to learn of your faith. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Welcome to John as you have your seat this afternoon. Stop singing it since to bless my spirit. By the grace of God, three of our songs of Paul will be coming out again next week. And it's going to be a blessing to everybody. Hallelujah. Are you ready for God this afternoon? So let's start. Internal workings of the Spirit. Internal workings of the Spirit. Ah, Jesus. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to explain something to us, and I trust the Lord that the Lord will make it so clear in our spirit. Let's start. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verses 3-6. Even the Bible is there with you. Say praise the Lord. I'm carrying this phone because I want to read the Passion Translation, not because I don't have Bible, but I need to read Passion Translation, and I don't have it on my phone. I don't have it. I don't have a printed version. Let's read verse 3, everybody. Jesus has said to him, "Very, very, I say to you," and said to Mary, "Born what? What will happen to him? He cannot see the kingdom of God." Okay, what's the next verse? Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" What did Jesus say? "Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he shall not pass." What was Nicodemus' question? How can a man be born again? What was Jesus' response? "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." Does that mean to you that the meaning of being born again is to be born of water and of the Spirit? Nicodemus said, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And he asked Jesus, "How can I be born again?" He said, "Except you are born of water and of the Spirit." Meaning, the meaning of being born again is that you are born of water and you are born of the Spirit. So the question is, Pastor, how am I born of water? How am I born of the Spirit? Now, we will stop there. Read verse 7 for me. Verse 7 says what? Okay, verse 6, verse 6. "That which is born of flesh is what?" I can't hear you. So, "That which is born of the Spirit is what?" So, if you are born of the Spirit, who are you? Not that which is born of the Spirit is spiritual. Not that which is born of flesh is fleshy. That which is born of the flesh is what?
the flesh. That is the son of the spirit is what? His spirit. So, hear this, somebody. This person says, that which is born of natural life is natural. That which is born of spiritual life is a spiritual life. Why? Because it takes your source to determine what you are. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Remember, how did Jesus describe born again? Except a man be born of water and of the spirit, then is what? Born again. So now that which is born of flesh is what? Flesh. That which is born of the spirit is what? So a born again Christian is what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. A born again Christian is what? Not a spiritual Christian, he's a spirit. He takes a spirit to do spiritual things. Someday you are too spiritual. You cannot be too spiritual. You can be too religious. Excuse me. Because you cannot be more spirit. Excuse me. That is the fullness of who you are. By being a spirit, what do? A spirit does spiritual things. Are you in church? He that is born of flesh is what? He that is born of spirit is what? What is it to be born again? Except you not be born of water and of the spirit. So, if you are born again, you are born of what? Born of water and of spirit. Then who are you? Shout it. Tell them a spirit. Some people are looking for ghosts. This is the ghost. You know what you see what we do tonight? Raw powder. You know the way our friends used to make us here? Say what we do, what we do, and we really don't do. Say you are going to live, no, that is normal, that is a different life. Spirituality is the life of spirit. Excuse me, if you are not spiritual, you are not a spirit. Why? Spirituality is what? Is the life of spirit. The way we know you are a spirit is that you are what? Spiritual. Somebody shout it. Say the way we know you are a spirit is that you are spiritual. I can't hear you, somebody. Say the way we know you are a spirit is that you are what? So when they say you are too spiritual, I think, all right, I'm a spirit. It's a normal life. So let's verse 8. I like that verse 8. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it's coming from or where is it going to. So is every man that is what? So, are you reading the Bible? Are you together? Let's read again. Matthew 6:8. Everybody. Is it Matthew 6? Matthew 3. Matthew 3:8. Everybody. Let us say, let's read. The wind blew it where it said. So is every man? So how do we know a man of the spirit? It's a wind. Can you describe a wind? A spiritual man is like a wind. You don't know where it's going. You don't know where it's coming from. They thought they have exhausted you. Just wait for the next service. They thought we know it. By the time he appears again, it's new. Why? It is the nature of spirit to always be new and fresh. If we can box you to a dimension, you are not part of us. Because by the prescription and description of spiritual people and spirits, is that they are unpredictable. They are what? Unpredictable. See, I'm going to say I'm a spirit. I manifest spirituality. I can't hear you talk. Say, I'm a spirit. Let us say, I'm a spirit. Wait, if mess is corner, or see the man is corner, you shall go very well. Say, I'm a spirit. I manifest spirituality. I can say, I'm a spirit. I manifest spirituality. If you are shocked, yes! So let's get it clear. Who is a born again Christian? A born again Christian is a person that is born of water and born of the Spirit. You know, we are dealing with internal working of the Spirit. So a man that is born of water and born of the Spirit is a what? Is a born again person. So now we need to understand these two things. Is there a prophecy to a slave being born of water and born of the Spirit? Yes. So how do we come about the mystery of being born of water and the Spirit? What does it mean? Let's check it. Ezekiel 36:25. Ezekiel, there was a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel explaining what we shall be. There was a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel explaining our status as being born of water and people of the Spirit. Is there a separate law? Ezekiel is after Isaiah, right? Have you seen it after Jeremiah, right? Yeah. After Lamentations. So we will go and start checking Genesis, that Ezekiel is in Genesis. Are you there? 36. Verse 25. No, read verse 25. There will I sprinkle water. Eh? Where will. Okay, read for me.
There will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean.
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Excuse me. What kind of water is that one? Oh, me, yeah. Oh, me, yeah. Have you been long, yeah? So. Guess what? What will happen after the water comes? Read verse 26.
A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them.
By that water. I receive a new heart. I receive a new spirit. He said, I will put my spirit in you and I will clean you with clean water. Sir, what is this water you are cleaning me with? How can this spirit come into me? He said, when I sprinkle this water on you, then I will give you a new heart and my spirit will I place inside of you. Being born again is not equal to answering another call. Until this water comes upon you, and your spirit is saying to this spirit, you are not born again. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? He said, you need to be born of water and of the Spirit. Don't How can I be full of this water? Remember, he said, I will sprinkle upon you clean water. And this water will make you clean. What is that thing that can make me clean? What is that thing that can make me clean? John 17:17. What is that thing? That when I sprinkle the clean water on you, you'll be clean. So we are trying to understand what is the water. What is that thing that can make me clean? John 17:17. What is there?
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is
Sanctify them through thy truth. What is sanctify? Sanctify means to make clean, to set apart. And thy word is truth. Are we saying the word is water? Ephesians 5:25-26. If you are the first call, he said, I will sprinkle upon you clean water. He said, this water will make you clean. He said, just sanctify them, that it makes them clean by your truth. What is that truth that makes them clean? I can't hear you. What is the truth that makes them clean? I can't hear you. Come on, say the word. Start to say the word. Say the word. Say the word. Say the word. What is the truth that makes me clean? Are you in Ephesians 5? Now read for me. Go to 26. So stop. If you are not the same, praise God. If you are not the same, wait for me. Ephesians 5, 26. Are you there? Now read for me.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
Remember, sanctify them by your truth. Thy word is truth. Remember Ezekiel, I will sprinkle upon you clean water, and you will be what? Clean. Hear what the Bible says.
With the washing of water.
Start again.
That he may sanctify and cleanse it. With the washing of water by the word.
What is the water? What is the water? What is the water? What is the water? So when he said in Ezekiel, I will sprinkle upon you clean water, what is he saying? What is he saying? So when he said, except the man be born of water and of the spirit, what is he saying? Except you are born of the word. And how do I get saved by the word? Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to hear the gospel to be saved. Being born again is a function of hearing the gospel. Number two, being born of the Spirit. Sir, how can I be born of the Spirit? He said, after this water comes upon you, I will give you a new heart. How does that happen? The Holy Ghost has to work on you. First, by convicting you of sin. Two, by facilitating repentance. I get born by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost convicting you and making you accept salvation. The pastor can preach. If the Holy Ghost doesn't work on you, no salvation in you. The work of being born of the Spirit is that the Holy Ghost work on your heart, crystallizes the message in your heart until salvation is present. Bible says that convicts this world of sin. So the part of the water and of the Spirit is that the word of God is being given to you. By the time the word comes, the word is powerless until the Holy Ghost comes upon the word and transforms you from inside out. Then you are born of water and of the Spirit. Any salvation that does not contain these two elements is not salvation. Can go to water called and not be saved. If your emotion led you to the altar, after the service, you go back. But if the Holy Ghost walked with him, how many of you were genuinely saved? How many of you were saved 10 times before you got saved? You were saved 7 times before you got saved. Anybody like that? You were saved 7 times before you really got saved. So what is the difference between no saving and last saving? What's the difference? There was one that came by the force of the Holy Ghost, right? There was one that came by emotions. Or Jesus saved. Or it's over our own good day. And I hear you, Father. Only that don't have any more. He won't be no more there. That will not say nothing. He just said, ah, all our party is free all. I am putting all our party is free all. Connectful. You hear nothing. You say, hey, hey, for our party. And you go to the altar. Tomorrow you are back to your vomit. Why? The word didn't come and the Holy Ghost had not done a work. But when the Holy Ghost came, even when you sin, you know you are not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Even when you said, you know I'm not going anywhere. No power. No sin of man. I gave my life to Christ 10 times. I will cry to the altar. After several crying, by the time I see my girlfriend, Jesus. Oh, I forget the crying I just did. Why are you doing? I enjoy myself again. I go for the service. I cry. Yes. Zion just confirmed it. By the next service, I'm on the altar again. But the time came. Excuse me. Nobody preached to me. I was in my room when Jesus came in. He said, how long will you continue with this your mess? And I broke. There was no preacher that preached to me. I went to fast in 3 days. By the time I finished, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Only at all, see, I was dependent. The others were born out of emotion. This one was born out of conviction. This is how to be born again. Not of this emotional born again that you are doing. That the word came and the Holy Ghost walked on it and draw you to Him. The Holy Ghost came, loaded Himself upon the world, and the word became flesh. And by the time that word came, you know this word is not my preacher preaching, it's God speaking. Hallelujah. You know the person that is speaking today is not pastor, it's my God that came down. No one comes to the Father except the Father draws them. You have been coming drawing yourself until God draws you, you can't really come. One of water, one of the spirit. Now let's start. He that is born of the spirit is what? I can't hear you. So at salvation, you carry the Holy Ghost. You don't need to speak in tongues to have the Holy Ghost. At salvation, you carry the Holy Ghost. Why? He that is born of the spirit is what? For a friend that received him, he gave them power to be called the sons of God. Who is the son of God? Romans 8:14. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. At salvation, the day you accept Jesus, you have the Spirit. How do I know this? Because remember Ezekiel prophecy, I will give you a new heart and put my new spirit within you. So the day I accept Jesus and the word was given and the spirit came upon me, what came into me was the Holy Ghost. The think you accept Jesus,
the Holy Ghost came in.
That day you become free. Why? They call it regeneration. Meaning, they think they create you again. Recreation. Because in the beginning, what we were was the seed of God. When God told Adam, he said, you eat this food, you will die. What died? Adam died spiritually. What did Christ want to do? Christ came back to return the spirit. That's what they call it, recreation. Atueta. So, the day you accept Jesus, Holy Ghost came into you. Somebody said, I carry the Holy Ghost. So what happened? At salvation, you were baptized into the body of Christ. You were baptized into Christ. What happened? The Holy Ghost came into you. The Holy Ghost came inside you. From the day you were born again, the Holy Ghost came inside you. If not, you can't cry Abba Father. Romans 15 and 16. Read for me. Romans 15. Are you there?
Yeah. For ye have not received the Spirit.
We have not what? Received
the Spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry Abba Father.
What did we receive? Is it a flesh of adoption? What do we receive? Spirit of salvation. The Spirit came inside of me to make me call Father. God became my Father because the Spirit came inside of me. Equation 1. So, Pastor, are you saying that if I don't speak in tongues, I have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
If you are saved, you have the Holy Ghost. If you are saved, you have the Holy Ghost. Tap your neighbor, say, if you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit. Tap your neighbor, say, if you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit. Lord, if you are saved, you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit. Now, what did this Holy Spirit do when he came in? That's what he called, while we are here, the internal workings of the Holy Spirit. Pastor, sir, I was taught in tongues. I need to be baptized and speak in tongues. I will explain. At salvation, if it was fully correct, you were able to speak in tongues. If your salvation came in full, tongues was part of the package.
You are not here.
At salvation, if it is as pastor is being utter God, it should be administered the Holy Ghost. At salvation, if the package came fully, you were able to speak in tongues. How do I know? Speaking in tongues is not a gift, it's a sign. Speaking in diverse kind of tongues is a gift. Oh. Are you in church? Speaking in tongues is evidence that you are saved. Speaking in diverse kind of tongues is a gift. Now let's check. Mark chapter 16, right? Verse 15 down. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not saying for me, you are too slow. Mark 16, starting from 17, right? Huh? 16, 17. Huh? 16, 17. That's where we are going. Are you there? Now, who is reading for me? Sorry, thought. Do you understand English? Do you understand English? Now let's hear this.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Hey! Them that went for baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wait, how do you believe? How do you want? Who is a believer? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So what kind of faith? First, Romans 10. Tell me, Romans 10 9. Romans 10 9. Romans 10 9. So we need to understand who is a believer. Romans 10:9. Many of you have been short thinking yourself as a believer. You are doing less than a believer. Are you there? Read for me. Somebody.
Confess
in your mouth
the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
But what do? You confess and believe. So, who is a believer? Somebody who has confessed and believed is a born again Christian. Because what do you believe? Read the next one. Read verse 7.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. And how shall they preach?
Start from verse 14.
How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? Continue.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How shall they believe? All people here.
And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they be? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful the feet of them that preach.
Can you see the technology? Somebody has to preach the gospel to you. What happens to you? When you hear it, faith comes by hearing. And what do you have? What happens? You now believe. What do you believe? You believe unto righteousness. What is it that you are believing? That Christ died. That Christ was buried. That Christ resurrected. That's your believing. If you believe first, that Christ can make you rich, you have believed the wrong thing. So that's the priest for 27 feet to 47. And God, Jesus can make you successful. Even to be right to rise, come out. Are you with me? Repeat. 21 breakthroughs in marriage. And the last one, accept Jesus. Even though Jesus comes, that they go away. Because they believe marriage, not death, burial, and resurrection. Are you with me? What are you believing? That Christ died, that Christ was buried, that Christ is resurrected. That is believing unto righteousness. Then what happens? Confession is made unto salvation. Are you with me? But if that confession is not a salvation, you are now a born again Christian. But what did you hear? You heard the word. What happened to the word? What happened to the word? You believed. Are you seeing God? If you are here, shout hallelujah. Do you understand? With your blessing, yes. So you believe that and you are saved. Now let's go back to. So now let's start. Who is a believer? Somebody who attends LSC? Somebody who goes to the dental camp every month? Who is a believer? Somebody who has believed in the word. What kind of word? The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. And is now believing, he has believed unto righteousness, and confession has been made unto salvation. That's why you say, Father, I believe you died for me on the cross, and I confess you as my Lord. That's where that word came from. I believe you died on the cross for my sin, that is, you took my place, and now confession, I confess you as my Lord. Then you are a believer. You are not a believer because if you are able to believe us, love one, you are not yet a believer. You can be a redeemer and not be redeemed. You are a winner. No, you have not won anything. You are in something, yet you are not losing. Are you with me? So, when they ask you, are you a believer? What to call? I have believed that he died for me on the cross. I have confessed that is my Lord. Then you are what? Then remember, he that is born of the Spirit is what? So, because I'm a believer, who am I? So, is this thing why? Are you getting it? So, because I'm a believer, who am I? I can't hear you. Because I'm a believer, who am I? So, now, are you a believer? So, let's see, how do we know a believer? Go back to Mark chapter 16. Now, they say, let us explain who a believer is. Who is a believer? Now, this for me.
And this
is the way we know those who are believers. So, Boss. How many of you are on campus here? Life school. Life school. What school? Last hotel. Oh. Stand up. What department? Quantity surveying. Eh? What level? It can be two. So, how do we know you are a student? For what is it because? When I see you in school, how do I know you are a student? Anybody can enter the campus, right? So how do I know you are a student? You have an ID card. The ID card contains your head, your faculty, your department, and matric number. So can we let us check ID card, matric number? By the time you see a last food student, you see an ID card on the person. The ID card contains our faculty, our department, and matric number. Is that so? Now let's check the matric number, ID card, and of a believer. So let's see. This ID card belongs to.
And this ID card follow them.
This ID card containing this one that follow anyone who call himself a believer. Come on.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Ah. The first thing, name, surname, cast out devils. Where's my bag? Check my wallet. Check my bag. Bring my ID card. Anybody with ID card here? You have your school ID card here? Oh, don't worry. Let's use this brother's ID card. Make God stay polytechnic. This one, you don't have ATM pin or something. I see the LG Rika or something. Emmanuel, see. Let's see. Show me the name. In my name, is that with name? Shall he cast out devils? When last did you cast out devils? You are not a believer. Did he say, this guy shall follow apostles you? I mean, why was he the first primary school? No, crash of a believer. This is the crash of a believer. He shall do what? Cast out devils. The crash of a believer. We have seen the name. Next thing.
Tongues.
Oh. He shall do what?
They shall speak in new tongues.
Leros Cabanes is in Prepia. Jibanka Kuka. Believer. That is forgotten. We shall speak. I mean, this is the first. When we say believer, these are the first things we see. What's the next thing?
Shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
They are not the one afraid of poison. They eat it. Satan, thank you for the carbohydrates. Tomorrow you can bring another one. They take up deadly things, it shall not hurt them. What are we talking about here? Apostle, what are we talking about here? Let's see the department.
They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yeah. Did he say he said before no believer of 20 years? A believer is a what? Number of years, not to stand it. They shall lay hands on the sick and shall recover. Next verse.
So then after the
Lord. Oh no, pardon for time. Yeah, let's.
So then after the Lord had spoken.
No, no, it's not profile. It's like.
They shall speak in it.
Primary school.
They shall take up serpents.
Primary school.
If they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt.
University.
They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall.
PhD. Master. Aya! Who are we talking about here? I mean, you came to answer all that call today. And by the time you are stepping out, five things are following you. Why is this thing possible? It's a spirit. And these are the operations of the spirit. Are you with me? Remember, he that is born of the spirit is what? A spirit. So, at salvation you are a spirit. And these operations follow spirits. So, someone said the Holy Ghost is in me. Say, the Holy Ghost is in me. I can cast out devils. I can't hear you. You are afraid. Say the Holy Ghost is in me. I can cast out devils. I can speak in tongues. I can lay hands on the sick and recover. If I take them, it is in you, not me. Say the Holy Ghost is in me. Say the Holy Ghost is in me. I can lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. I can cast out devils and they will go. I can speak in new tongues. If I take anything, they walk me. If I take off serpents, they come bite me. Say the Holy Ghost is in me. This is how we know a believer. A believer is not at the mercy of the pastor. A believer has that. Someone say, pastor, but anointing is different. New land, tell him. Yes. That one is there. If God called me to do some things, it's different. But this is the basic of every believer. So one is in me, you can check your believer it. Believer, you shall understand, I mean. If this is not there, you are here. You are never cast out devils. You are not part of us. You are not speaking in tongues yet. You have not near for the sick and you have never recovered. Who is the headache? That he won. You have not taken off that. I'm not saying to go to Ejo. We are one there. That one is tempting God. I mean, we can't see the presence in you. Then we need to test it. So, somebody have a spirit. So, when did you become a spirit? After going for 12 hours? When? Someone say, at salvation, I become a spirit. So, the first phase is that at salvation, you become a spirit. Number two thing that happens to you after that level is that you now baptize in the Holy Ghost. That's second phase. First phase is that Holy Ghost came inside you. Second phase, you enter inside the Holy Ghost. So that is what they call that thing, they call baptism. What is baptism? Baptism means immerse. Burial. Baptism means immerse, to be buried. Bring down open basket for me. Sorry, just, you understand? Just look away from the circumstances and challenges. Just bring me. They don't know what is happening. Hallelujah. At salvation, the Holy Ghost entered inside you. I need a pail. Where is that big basket that we have? That big one. Is it one I tell you? Give me one. Let me do that close. So, give me another basket. No, is that now one there? No, give me another one there. Just hold this one. You can have a photographic memory in your brain for life. Are you getting understanding, people? Are you getting understanding? So you can understand better. This one will confuse you. Drop it. At salvation, the Holy Ghost entered inside you. Can you see it take your shape? Can you see it take your shape? Inside every sin is a sin box. And the sin can enter the sin box conveniently. Inside every human is called spirit. The Holy Spirit can enter a human spirit, sin box. Spirit force. So the Holy Ghost came inside of you. Have this memory. Carry this for me. Now, when the Holy Ghost takes your shape, come inside of you. Who are you? Who are you? Now hold it. Now, at baptism, what do you now do? You know, it is on the side of you. It's still there because it's only the presence. Are you with me? So, you will now enter inside the Holy Ghost at baptism. At salvation, the Holy Ghost was one that came inside you. What happened at baptism? You are the one entering the Holy Ghost. Why? You are baptized in the Holy Ghost to manifest the gifts of the Spirit. It is for the body. But when the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, you begin to manifest the fruits. It is for you. That is why a genuine believer might not have word of knowledge and go to heaven. Why? This one is to minister. This one is to be ministered to. Are you with me? This one will make you manifest love, joy, long suffering, meekness, temperance. This one will say faith, diverse kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues, healing, miraculous, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. Discerning of spirit is not for you. It's for to minister to people. For love is for you. Joy is for you. If you are sad, who is your problem? Peace is for you. What are the internal workings of the Holy Ghost? They are called the fruit of the Spirit. The internal workings of the Spirit are the fruit of the Spirit. When they start working, the day you accept Jesus, that you become spirit, you begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Why should I be baptized in the Holy Ghost? I am baptized in the Holy Ghost to be a blessing to people. But for me to be a blessing to myself, I need to have the Holy Ghost in me. So a man can carry the Holy Ghost and not minister the Holy Ghost. Because what you have is limited to salvation, the internal workings of the Holy Spirit. The external workings is for people. The internal working is for me. So, let's recap this and make it clear. When you are born again, you are what? You are a spirit. What do you manifest? The fruits of the Spirit. They are what? The internal workings of the Spirit. But at baptism, what happened to you? You enter into the Holy Ghost. What do you manifest? The gifts of the Spirit. Every believer that will be relevant needs the gifts of the Spirit. That's why I told them, Luke 1:9, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Baptism is called baptism of power. That is what is needed to reach people. But for you to live a life and go to heaven, it is inner working of the Holy Ghost. So you can raise the dead and still go to heaven. Are you with me? You can make the blind see and still go to heaven. Remember, I said to them, I know you not. He said, you only will cast a demon. I know you not. Ye workers of iniquity. How can you know them not? They were depending on what they were doing for him. God is not interested in works, he's interested in your work. Work with him first before you work for him. Work with him first before you work for him. Let me close on this point. I'm bringing all this explanation so you can understand that there's a power in your life called the inner working of the Spirit. The church today have relegated the inner working. They are crying for power, crying for anointing, trying to reach the world. Yes, they are great men of God, but carrying envy. Every man of God, yes, bitter. Anointed men, but jealous. Why? They did not develop the inner workings. They were focusing on the external workings. It is the inner working that will make you relevant to the external working. Never build anointing without building character. Anointing will take you to the top. Character will keep you there. The real character of a believer is the fruit of the Spirit. The real character as a believer is the fruit of the Spirit. Some believers cannot stand people being blessed. They are so jealous. God can still anoint them all, but workers of iniquity. I am happy that you are not inside the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost inside of you. He inside of you is working in you. It is God that works in us to do and to will His good pleasure. So let's close this up. Galatians chapter 5. Thank you, my sister. You can record it. Galatians chapter 5. Let's see the inner workings. Let's have a verse 13. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. Oh, Jesus. I'm taking 10 minutes from your time. I'm sorry. You do that, and we are out. Have you been blessed at all? If you are blessed, tell me yes. If you are not, tell me I am blessed. You cannot be blessed. You cannot be here and not be blessed. Except something. You lack the inner working. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, are you there? Now, I'm going to read from here. Verse 16. Hey, I've been keeping you there, see. Oh, sorry. It's the external working. As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Verse 16. As you yield fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Why are you a believer and you are still struggling with sin? The internal working is not real. The internal working in you is not perfect, it's shallow. Because you are not using for the internal to do the internal working. Verse 17. For your self-life craves for the things that offend the Holy Spirit. And hindering for living free within you. Where is he living? Where is the Holy Ghost living? Within me. But my self-life is hindering from living freely within me. And the Holy Spirit intends craving hinder your own life from dominating you. So then the two of them are incompatible, conflicting forces within you, and your self-life of the flesh and the new life of the Spirit. Verse 18. No, let's go to verse 19. But now let's see the internal workings of the flesh in you. Let's see what they look like. So you won't see I'm the one framing it. Read for me. Verse 19 and 20.
Verse 19. The craving of the self-life are obvious. Sexual immorality.
These are the things that conflict with internal working.
Lustful thoughts.
Some people are in church, their mind is in jails.
Pornography.
Okay. Are we seeing the internal workings of the flesh?
Chasing after things instead of God. Manipulating others. Hatred of those who get in your way. Senseless arguments. Resentment with others are favored.
Resentment with others who are favored. Can you see internal workings of the flesh?
Temper tantrums.
You can't control your anger.
Angry quarrels.
Unnecessary quarrels.
Only thinking of yourself.
You are selfish. Only thinking of yourself.
Being in love with your own opinions. Being envious of the blessings of others. Murder. Uncontrolled addictions. White party. And all other similar behaviors.
Even the ones the Bible didn't record, all other similar behaviors. These are the internal workings fighting with your real internal working. Now, let's go to verse 22 and study the correct internal working that will be manifesting in your life. See, I like this fashion. Hear it. Let's open Galatians 5:22. What do you see there? Wait. How many kids? How many fruits are there? 9. Is that in your Bible? Read it. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, patience, meekness, temperance, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law. How many? 9. Is a lie. Did God understand grammar or not? The fruit of the spirit. Is it hard? If it is 9, it will be half. If it is 1, the fruit of the spirit is love. That's the answer. Those things are expressions of love. No wonder Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 12, he said there are 3 things that made faith, hope, and love. And love is the greatest. Why did God appear? He called himself love. The fruit of the spirit is love. Joy is an expression of love. The fruit of the spirit is one. God is love, for God so loved the world. When God loved the world, he gave them life. When God loved the world, he gave them wings. When God so loved the world, he gave himself. That is the height of love. That God became man to die for man. Remember, brother. Remember, brother. Hey, you know, some people are not in church, they don't understand. That God became man to die for man. That is love. You understand? That is it. For God to love the world. Not for God to join the world. The fruit of the spirit is what? Love. Every of those 8 things are the expressions of love. Go and read 1 Corinthians 13. You will see character of love. They are there. So now, here is my version and understand it. But the fruit produced by Holy Spirit within you is divine love. In all its various expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. So, what is the internal working? Shout it. How many are there? How many are there? How many expressions? Limitless expressions. Bible recorded 8. But the enemy are saying, don't limit to this one, they are limitless. Excuse me. If I love you, won't I be joyful with you? Sorry, if I love you, if you offend me, when I'm angry and you apologize, how will happen? You give me cool. Can you love God and not have faith in him? Love covereth all things. What is the best of the divine God? Is it grace? Is it mercy? You are merciful. You are blessed. You are powerful. What is the best way to describe God? What is the height of the scripture? The death of Christ is the height of the scripture. And what does it mean? For God so loved the world. Excuse me. How do I know you are a believer? Internal working. What is the full manifestation? Love. How many expressions? Many. Captured in the Bible? 8. In that Galatians, but how many expressions? Limitless. Peace! And guess what? You know when you love somebody, there is peace in your heart. Is that correct? You don't love, you don't know what peace. Me, I have a wife, I love. I know. When I'm going home, I have peace. If you don't have peace, that love is fake. Let's check it again. It says, let me just read it. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, life full of virtue. You can't say you love God and have character full of virtue. Faith that prevails, gentleness of the heart, and strength of the spirit. These are the expressions of love. Love When a man is in love, what do they say? They say he's madly in love. Is that correct? Love make you mad. Rise up your feet, son. Are you blessed this afternoon at all? Do you have understanding? The internal working of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit, is the fruit of the Spirit. And this is manifested, especially in love. How do I know you have the Holy Ghost working in you? You will love God. You can't. A boy sent a message to one of my friends. He said, "Pastor, we are burning for God, but we are struggling with immorality." So, Joram, can you be burning and be struggling with immorality? No. You can't love a man and want to hurt the man. I don't want to offend my wife because I love her. Love doesn't make you offend God. You are falling into sin because the internal working is shallow. When the internal working is strong, you can't fall into sin. Say, "Father, help me love you more." That's our prayer this morning. Help me to love you more. 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 Help me to love you more, Lord.
Help me to love you more, Lord. Help me to love you more. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. Lift up your two hands. You're going to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, "My Father, my Father." I can't say, "My Father, my Father." Sweet Holy Spirit, have your full course in my house. Walk with me, walk with me. Manifest your love. Manifest the love of the Father. The evidence that you are in the Holy Ghost is that the love of the Father is manifested. Manifest the love of the Father in my heart, 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 in my heart. Manifest the love of the Father. Manifest the love of the Father. Manifest the love of the Father. Hey! In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, we thank you for this afternoon. Be now exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, let the love of the Father be expressed in us. Perfect the internal workings in our hearts. In Jesus' name we are praying. Give God a shout of praise in your presence.